The Valley's country leader, New Camel, at 107.9 on the phone this morning. Let's talk to Brett Eldridge.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Brett?
It sure is.
Hi, Brett. It's Nina.
What are you doing, Nina?
I'm cracking.
This is starting off like a little bit too much of a casual conversation right here. You forgot all about me, Neens.
Yeah, she was leaving you out, dude.
Nico's here.
Oh, hey, Nico.
Hey, Brett.
What's up, man?
What's going on? How was breakfast this morning, buddy?
It was so good, man. It was awesome.
How was the ACMs?
It was good. You know what I did? I saw you, and when I saw you, I was doing the impersonations, right?
Yeah.
You were doing the impersonations, yes.
Yeah, that was fun. I always have fun in Vegas. I mean, it is kind of crazy. Don't get me wrong. It's a little wild, but... I hit that up, and then I also went to Malibu and wrote some songs, which I don't know if you've ever been to Malibu, but that's a very inspiring place.
Ooh.
Oh, I grew up in Southern California, so I know exactly what happened.
You just
went in, and I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to hear the music.
Yes, it was awesome. Yeah, I do a lot of writing out in those parts, and it's just beautiful. So, yes, you grew up in a cool place then, beautiful place.
Very beautiful. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan.
Yes. Hey, there's beautiful things about Detroit, too. I've been there many times.
All right. You can see the positive in it. I like that.
Yeah. So sweet. No, so the Long Way Tour, are you excited? I mean, it kicked off this month.
We did the first weekend, and then now we had the week off for ACMs, obviously. But then we start back up, actually, this weekend. So I'm ready to get back out there, and it was the first weekend was incredible. And huge crowd, so it's really cool to have your own fans out there. You know, I would never change it for the world, but I've been on several huge tours, but you only get 45 minutes on, you know, the direct support slot. So now I get a whole hour and a half to tell my stories and sing in front of my fans, and it's just a really cool thing.
Beautiful. It's the Brett Eldridge Show.
Wow. Well, we love you here. We're happy for you. Kind of bummed there's no Phoenix stop.
Me too.
Yeah, maybe. What's up with that?
I don't get to be the one that does that part, unfortunately.
Who do we got to call, Brett?
CAA.
That sounds like...
It's a talent agency.
Management.
That's right. But if we end up going into the fall, I'm hoping, you know, that would be a stop on the tour. We'll see.
I have a feeling that he'll, because you've been here for Christmas shows. You've been here.
I love Phoenix. Is one of my favorite areas to hang, and there's some great hiking there, and there's a lot of stuff that fits the lifestyle I like. So if I can find a way to tour there, I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome anytime. Does Edgar like Phoenix?
Edgar likes Phoenix. Phoenix. Yes, and Edgar likes to hike too. So I'll take him with me too. We'll go up Camelback or something.
Nice.
Are you down to play Beat Nina?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. Kick me out. You know what to do. Kick me out of the studio.
Yeah. Oh, Nina, get out of here.
Getting out. Okay.
Get out.
All right, here we go, Brett.
Okay.
Brett Eldridge's new album is called The Long Way. How long was Brett Eldridge in college?
I was in there 4 years. I was the regular amount.
You graduated and everything's good?
Yeah, I finished.
You have your bachelor's in awesomeness?
University Studies is what it's called.
Nice.
Don't ask me what that means. But I got a diploma.
Question number two. Brett Eldridge is stuck on a deserted island with the woman of his dreams. What R&B artist are they listening to?
Ooh, what R&B artist?
Yeah.
Al Green, maybe.
Oh, nice. What is Nina's all-time favorite Brett Eldridge song?
Nina's favorite all-time Brett Eldridge song would be Mean to Me.
All right, beautiful. Let's get her in here.
All right, how'd he do?
He did really well.
Okay, good.
He knows a lot about himself
and a little bit
about you.
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go. First question. Brett Eldridge's new album is called The Long Way. How long was Brett Eldridge in college?
Are you a doctor?
I wish.
Okay, I'll go four. 4 years.
You said 4 years. Uh-huh. Brett also said 4 years. He got his bachelor's degree.
Oh, good.
Yes, here I am. Yeah. I'm sitting behind my desk right now, crunching numbers.
Question number two. Brett Eldridge is stuck on a deserted island with the woman of his dreams. What R&B artist are they listening to?
I'll go Brian McKnight. If I had to guess.
Not bad. You say Brian McKnight. Brett Eldredge said Al Green.
Ooh, I should have known better.
I think he won that one.
Yeah. You're right, Brett.
I like Brian McKnight. Do I ever cross your mind?
Anytime.
All right, last question.
Okay.
What is Nina's all-time favorite Brett Eldredge song?
Well, he knows this because I always tell him all the time. Mm-hmm. I think he knows. It's Thomas Rhett and Brett Eldredge.
Oh, that's right. No, I got that wrong. Yeah, you do tell me that.
What did he say?
I was thinking like one that you guys like play on the radio. That's you're right. I should have known that because that is what you always tell me.
You
too.
Can't
stop me. You got it.
Dang.
You won that one.
All right, that's okay.
So we tied.
Yay!
Not bad.
We love you, Brett.
I love y'all. It's good talking to you, and hopefully we'll get to see you soon again.
We look forward to it, Brett. Have a good day, brother.
Great talking to y'all.